This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so other than political prognostication, what industry do you suppose is coming off its worst year in almost four decades? Here's a hint, although really it's practically given it away. Coal. Coal mining is the thing. The president has promised, as you know, in his words, to revive coal. But in the cities and towns of coal country in this economy, there is some evidence that the mines really aren't an economic plus in the long term. Marketplace's Scott Tong took a trip to the coal fields of southern Illinois for us.
It seems a ridiculous question, really. How could a natural resource be bad for an economy? Judy Kellen of Saline County in southern Illinois puts it this way. She lives next door to a big coal mine with very big trucks.
Without a drop of coal here, we would have been better off because we would have had productive corn ground, soybean ground. We're not going to have productive nothing here. And it won't be until the Lord comes back.
Kellen comes from a mining family and says dissing coal in these parts is dissing your grandfather. But to her, all the blasting and the digging have wrecked the farming soil for good.
God's not going to make any more ground. I'll guarantee you, I'm not a tree hugger, but I have lived with them in my front door.
Them as in coal companies. In energy economics, there's a big fancy term called the resource curse. It tries to understand why so many places rich in coal and oil turn out to be poor. That is the case in the bottom tip of Illinois. Incomes are lower than the rest of the state here, and poverty is higher, in towns literally built on coal.
There's a little place down in Saline County, in southernmost part of Illinois.
Towns with names like Carbondale and Glen Carbon sprung up generations ago, when immigrants came from Eastern Europe to swing pickaxes and to shovel coal. But fossil fuel markets always swing up and down. And now, with U.S. coal production at a four-decade low, lifelong resident Sam Stearns wonders if the booms are getting outdone by the eventual busts.
That's part of the myth of what I grew up believing about coal, was that there was strictly an upside in terms of the jobs, and I had no idea about what some of the downsides were.
One downside? Fossil fuel production can crowd out other sectors. In good times, demand for workers can push up wages very high and scare away other businesses, say factories. And then in the downturn, there's often not enough public money to invest in something new.
I would like to see these moonscape-looking lands covered with solar panels and windmills. But right now, young folks don't have good prospects around here for jobs.
It's not a given that a resource equals a curse. One way out of it is to tax the mining or the drilling and then use the money to diversify. Illinois doesn't have one of those taxes. Another solution is for workers to retrain to do something else. At the local Italian restaurant Morello's, that doesn't sound very common. Illinois coal jobs have fallen by two-thirds in a generation. Bartender Michael Thomas describes the typical jobless miner.
So, like, school ain't for me. I'm a hard worker. I'm a laborer.
These were the big men on campus here, proud men with an appetite for risky jobs and a penchant for fancy trucks.
Big F-150s, new motorcycles, they got boats. And now that the mine is gone, you start to see a lot of people starting to pull back from that. You were on the starting five of the team, and now you just sit in the bench.
And yet the dream of the miner remains. Ethan Dudley is a delivery man at the restaurant, and more important, he's the son of a miner.
And my dad begged me all the time when I was little not to be a coal miner, but that's all I wanted to do, because I see my dad do it.
Some coal jobs could return here, but this is what Ethan Dudley is up against. Technology is replacing workers, and other energy sources are nudging out coal, which could make for an ungraceful decline here.
This is where I got a haircut every Saturday. I remember when there were three barbershops in town.
Resident Sam Stearns drives through the once-thriving coal town of Carrier Mills. That is, until the mine closed. And now it looks like a ghost town.
All these big concrete pads that you see, those concrete pads were businesses. This land has all been undermined here, and it couldn't even support the old brick buildings.
It's a painful pun, undermined, to get at coal's blessing and its curse. In Carrier Mills, Illinois, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.